I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iranians head to the polls again today after the June 28th snap election failed to yield a majority winner. The top two finishers advanced to a runoff election today. Reformist Masoud Pezeshkian faces off against hardliner Saeed Jalili. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
I didn't expect Pezeshkian to get so far. I don't think even the ruling authorities in Iran expected that.
Whether the plans of men succeed or fail today, the Lord still holds Iran in his hands. Most Iranians, including these leaders, don't have a saving relationship with Christ.
These are people that Jesus died for, and he still wants to save them, even though they've done such incredibly horrible things. Let's pray for their salvation. Let's pray for change through peace, through repentance. And let's pray for God's will to be done.
And when looking at the state of the world today, it may be tempting to think that there's never been a worse time to live. However, Denise Godwin of International Media Ministry says we can be encouraged today by stories from the early church.
As we dig into these historic stories, and even as you dig and learn more about the stories in the Bible and what the cultures were surrounding them, we find out that what we see today has happened before.
IMM shares powerful stories of early Christian leaders from North Africa in a docudrama series called The Heritage Project.
We know that God can use these stories that are lost in the current day culture to awaken faith, as he has in other parts of the world, as he has in our own hearts.
We'll connect you to The Heritage Project through links at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.